Loving God, we ask this morning that you might breathe some life into these words of Ezekiel, words which are almost 3,000 years old. We pray, fill them with your Spirit, that they might speak to us in our current time, our current circumstances. These things we ask in the name of Jesus, who is love. Amen. So here we are, friends, smack dab in the middle of cookie season. We just made our way through Thanksgiving with its turkeys and its stuffing and its pies. And we're about to round the corner into Christmas season with eggnog, and at least where I come from, it's cheese balls. And we're here in this middle time, aren't we, where we're just surrounded by cookies everywhere we go. In fact, Dorothy walked in just this morning, and she handed me these apricot little filled cookies that she had made. And if you're anything like me, you find yourself looking around and seeing these cookies, each more sugary and more delicious than the last. And you find yourself eating one or two or eight or ten a day, if not an hour. And in the midst of your sugar high, you start thinking about, wow, when New Year's comes around, I really need to get back to the gym, don't I? A lot of us, in cookie season, this is when we start really getting our resolve together to start exercising in the new year after we've finished all of our cookies. To kind of get a jump start on everybody's New Year's resolutions, I thought it might be helpful today if we just talked a little bit about exercise theory. So when you all show up to Workout World on January 1st, you're going to get right into it and know what you're doing. So exercise scientists, they tell us that the best way to grow and develop your muscles is to do a lot of high repetition, low weight exercises. So if you're going to do dumbbell curls like this, you're going to grab like a 10 pound and you're going to do like 12 to 20 repetitions. You're just going to go after it for a long time. Going to do a lot of repetitions. And if you do this low weight, high repetition activity, what it does is it tears apart your muscle tissues. And if you're eating enough protein, if you're eating more than just cookies, if you're getting some protein in your diet as well, what's going to happen is that when those muscle tears heal, they're actually going to grow your muscle. You'll have more muscle than when you started. And if you keep repeating that activity, your muscle will get bigger and get bigger and get bigger. And whether that's a good thing or not, I'll leave it to you to decide. But you may be interested to know that bigger muscle does not necessarily equal stronger muscle. Exercise scientists would have you know that although larger muscle has greater potential to be stronger than smaller muscle, it is not automatically stronger. I think we probably all know somebody who we would call scrappy, someone who, you know, is a lot stronger than they look like they should be. I think of my own father who was a plumber for the majority of his working life. And so he spent his day lifting up cast iron tubs and manhandling pipes and wrenching apart this and wrenching together that. And although he was shorter than me, he's like an inch shorter than me, and at his fighting weight, he was like 120 soaking wet. He could pick up more weight than people twice his size. He in fact worked with a guy whose nickname was Ziggy, who was 6'7", weighed 300-something pounds, and they were good to carry about the same amount of weight. So bigger muscle does not necessarily equal bigger strength. You have to do something in order to actualize that potential. And what those exercise scientists will tell you is that you need to switch up your training. You need to go to the gym, and instead of doing high-repetition, low-weight work, you need to do low repetitions at really high weights. You need to do just one or two or three reps at max. You need to choose a weight where if you pick it up, you're straining, your face turns red, you're spinning all over the place. Maybe you're one of those people who is screaming over there in the corner of the gym. And if you do that kind of work, that muscle that you spent all that time building and growing will grow stronger. Its potential will be realized. And that's what today's story from Ezekiel is all about. It's about actualizing our potential. So our story opens up, and Ezekiel is sharing with us a vision that God sent him. Ezekiel is looking out over a valley, and this valley is full of dried up old human bones. And these aren't just human skeletons, because they don't have tendons or ligaments holding them together. They're just random bones scattered in a huge valley. And God asks Ezekiel a question. He says, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel responds to God and says, God, only you know the answer to that question. And so God gives Ezekiel some words to prophesy over these bones, and in turn, Ezekiel speaks those words. And all of a sudden, these bones are being knit together into skeletons. So this pile of bones is kind of moving and changing into human-looking figures. And all of a sudden, muscle starts to grow on them. Veins appear. Blood starts rushing through them. And then skin appears. And you have fully formed human beings sitting all through this valley. But they're just kind of sitting there. They're lifeless. Ezekiel says they have no breath. And he's kind of using some wordplay there, which is a little more interesting in Hebrew than it is English, because in Hebrew, the words for breath and spirit and wind are all the same word. So there are these human beings sitting in this valley, and they have no spirit in them. They have all this potential to do something, but they're just kind of sitting around. So what God does is God sends God's Spirit, and God's Spirit fills these human beings, actuates their potential, and what do? They stand up, and the text says they are an army. They stand up and are an army. Now, a few years back, I had the privilege of meeting one of the saints of God's church. This little old church lady who runs a meal program at one of the Baptist churches down in Central Square in Cambridge. And I met her at this informal gathering of meal program directors. And even though it was the middle of the week in a church basement, completely informal, she showed up in full church lady attire. She's wearing a little church lady hat. She's wearing pearls, a dress, a blazer, shoes. She was wearing stockings, and you better believe they weren't the kind that you could see through. You weren't seeing through these stockings. She was proper. A proper little church lady. And we got to talking, and she was telling me, I don't know how she brought this up, but she was saying that as she was walking to her meal program, I think it's a Tuesday night that they serve their meal, as she's walking through Central Square to her little church to make her meal for the day, as she's walking along and she sees a drunk passed out on the sidewalk, what she does is she walks up next to him, and she doesn't kick them, per se, but rather she gives them a little tappity-tap with her foot, rouses them, wakes them up, and says, get up, God has made you for more than this. Get up, God has made you for more than this. I think it's an easy thing to do to look at someone passed out on a street corner in public and see their brokenness. That's an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing to look at someone passed out on a street corner and say that they're not living up to their God-given potential. A much harder thing, I think, is to look at ourselves, us here sitting in this church, and admit that we are just as broken as that person. We are just as much failing to live up to our God-given ability, but we're a lot better at hiding it, aren't we? We don't wear it out on our sleeves for all the world to see. We cover it up. We dress up nice. We talk good. But we are just as broken. And the point of today's text is that all of us, all human beings made in God's image, all of us need a swift kick in the spirit. In order for us to actualize our potential, we are made in God's image. We are made for so much more than we even realize, I think. God has put us on this earth to be peacemakers, compassion extenders, justice doers. And even as much as we do in our own lives, in little ways or big ways, if we let God's Spirit in more and more, I think we're going to find that ability expanded. Our spiritual muscles will grow. And if we let God's Spirit in, they'll also be strengthened. So I think I'm just going to invite you this New Year's while you're sweating to the oldies at home with Richard Simmons, where they're at Workout World working on your triceps and your biceps. As you're thinking of ways of growing your physical muscles, of strengthening those muscles, I want you to think about what practices can you adopt in this new year that will help you expand your spiritual muscles, that will invite God's Spirit and God's presence further and further into your life, be it prayer, meditation, scripture reading, just taking 5 minutes out of your day of not watching TV, not working, just to sit and be, whatever it is. Let God in, and may all that potential that is in you as a beloved child of God made in God's image, may all of that potential be realized. Amen.